Okay, so you have received, I believe, the current draft. There are several items to be discussed, so this is by no means final, and I'm trying to proofread myself. But I think that we should get started section by section, and then we will discuss as we go along. I expect the preamble to be more or less straightforward, so I will give you a few minutes to read this preamble. Just please note that the last paragraph I think should be erased, because it doesn't have anything to do with our pack. So I'm proposing to erase it. Otherwise, for the rest, I'll give you a few minutes to read it, and then we discuss it, okay? The preamble, right. And my proposal, again, is to drop the last paragraph that starts with "the Scientific Council appreciates the approval," etc., etc. Are you done with the preamble? Are there any comments or changes to be proposed? Yes, please. Which paragraph is that?
1-3.
Okay. And, so join the pack in appreciating the progress. Okay. Can you use the microphone? Use the microphone, Antonio.
In many cases, you have outside. I think maybe external is better. External collaborators rather than outside.
Yeah.
But I'm not 100% sure. External.
External.
Yeah, okay, then external. For the US, it's okay. Outside is, I never so actually use the word outside. No, we want to emphasize the fact that are from
outside is China.
External compared to, with respect to.
Well, sometimes the.
If you attract people from outside, in the sense of GNR, I think it's a good sign. Yes, external. Not necessarily.
No, not necessarily.
Could be another group and GNR. Okay, this is subtle, but if we put out external, is more. Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's up to you.
Okay, external, I think, is fine.
Yeah, emphasize point.
Concerning the paragraph, what is now the last paragraph, the PAX joins the Scientific Council in congratulating the GNR Directorate for the realization of the outreach event, Open Lessons in NICA, at all Russian high schools. What is written there sounds to me not good English. At all Russian high schools on Russia's Science Day on February 8, 2017. Any other text change?
So you changed the what?
At all Russian high schools.
Mm-hmm. Schools?
Schools.
I think that this is terminology, because in Russian it means все российская школа, да? Одна школа. Все российская школа.
Microphone.
In Russian it means все российская школа. One school. Все, all Russian high.
Is one school or is?
It's one school. One school.
It was not in one school.
It is.
So it was presented only in one school, not in many schools?
In all Russian schools.
But the name
also
is...
So in English, schools must be plural.
One day, which is the all Russian high school, science day.
Take off all, and then it will be one.
Russian
high schools.
It was the event that took place that was in one school.
It is the name of the event, All Russian School.
All the Bratislava, in Russian high schools.
Mm-hmm. So what is the formula?
You could even say at the All Russian.
Not in every school it was.
So it is only...
It's concrete school.
Single, yes, it is single. It is single.
So what is the formulation? I'm confused now. What is supposed to be there, the text? The outreach event, open lessons in on NICA at?
All Russian
high school.
Dash, remove dash and then all Russian.
Without a hyphen then?
Google.
All Russian, it is in Google.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe we could add, indeed, and encourage the GNR to continue these kind of activities.
This kind of outreach.
Outreach.
Yes.
Outreach.
Okay. And encourages the GNR directorate to continue this kind of outreach activities. Okay, great. Good. Now, section number 2, we will go paragraph by paragraph, okay? So I read it and we discuss it. First paragraph. The PAC takes note of the report on the progress towards realization of the Nucleotron NICA project presented by A. Sidorin. The committee appreciates the significant progress in the Nucleotron operation achieved during RAN 54 and supports the proposal to extend its operation until March 2018. The PAC is very pleased with the beginning of the commissioning of the booster electron cooling and with the preparation for the booster construction. The PAC expresses concern about the availability of enough manpower for the efficient booster construction. Yes.
and urges the GNR management to set in place corrective actions.
And urges the GNR management to take correction action.
Yes, corrective actions.
Sorry?
Corrective.
Do we really want to urge
corrective actions?
Well, urge or recommend is a question of tuning.
Yeah. Urge. Yeah. I think is a critical item. Any other? Second paragraph. The PAC takes note of the report presented by the coordinator of the experimental program with nucleotron beams, Is Strokovsky. The PAC is pleased to note that a beam of polarized proton was accelerated for the first time in the nucleotron run 54. All requests from the beam users were satisfied, including a beam of carbon nuclei for the BMATEN experiment and the beam of polarized deuterons for the ALPOM-2 experiment. No comments, no addition? Paragraph 3. Use your memory in case something was forgotten that should be mentioned also, okay? The PAC takes note of the report on the infrastructure development at the VBLHEP, including the nucleotron facility presented by Anna Gapov. The PAC is pleased to learn that the closed circulating water system for the VBLHEP cryogenic complex is now operational, making it possible the non-stop testing of the superconducting magnets. The committee also encourages the efforts being undertaken by the laboratory management to increase the site electric power up to 40 megawatts. Yeah.
There was also the answer to your question about the tendering procedure that is slow and preventing from successful following the plan. Do we add something in this sense or not? If it is in another place, I don't mind.
This concern was expressed by whom yesterday? Was it by...
This was the...
Agapov, or Agapov's, was it by Sidorin?
No, it was Agapov.
Was Agapov?
Yes.
So we could reiterate. The PAC reiterates its concern about the lengthy tendering procedures. Okay, the PAC reiterates its concern about the lengthy
The timing of the tendering procedure.
The what?
Instead of the length, the timing of the tendering procedure. It is softer.
The timing instead doesn't say anything.
I think it's too much.
The lengthy, you just take too long.
Yes, but there's also it gives a sort of negative... appreciation.
It is a negative appreciation.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. But, as you wish.
I recall what I said in the morning, that it is also a question to Agapov and to the people which prepare the material for tender.
Is incomplete. So, mm-hmm. So.
Let me comment on that. You fully agree. But if the instructions for preparations are correctly done, then it will be fulfilled. But if we have no instructions in the lab,
so maybe regulations.
This regulation should be properly done, and the time limitation should be introduced, because if you get non properly prepared the request, you should immediately react and send, please give me. If it doesn't work, then it became infinite. That's
if we formulate the way you propose, yeah, we put the load on the management. Okay,
yeah,
too
but
much.
I think that this is okay. I mean,
that's
we
management
don't
should manage in such a way that it would be no chances to do it, to prolong it forever, for 1 or 2 years. Otherwise, we will kill the project.
I think that we are not in a position to analyze those procedures or what the origin of things. We just take the fact, and the management is taking the action by requiring prepare better your tendering material, and it will be shorter. I think that that's okay. But
I think it. Yeah, but. Wait, I think we have a problem there. If we just make the statement, we give implicitly the responsibility to the management.
Yes.
Okay. On the other, we just say like this, okay? On the other hand, we understand from discussion with you that this is because you didn't get in time the conditions.
The specifications.
On the other hand as well, we didn't hear in the open session that this delay was due to the group, to the proponent. So we cannot elaborate according to what you said, because we didn't get this information publicly. Probably. So the only way is to have a sort of concern about the procedure.
Yes.
And you will have then to blame
yes.
people.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, we cannot analyze the roots of the problem.
You should indicate the problem, but who is guilty or who it's not your problem.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
But I don't want to give the impression that we blame the management, because we know that it is not.
Yes. To respond. Sure. Okay. Next paragraph. The PAC takes note of the progress towards realization of the NICA-MPD project presented by Viv Kolesnikov. The PAC welcomes the significant advance in the yoke construction for the MPD magnet. It appreciates the ongoing effort for the development of the MPD-NICA interface, the important decision on the selection of the ECAD geometry, and further efforts towards completion of the technical design reports for the different subsystems foreseen in stage one. Stage one doesn't need to be capital. The PAC appreciates the progress and efforts towards defining the participation and commitments of groups from China and Mexico in the MPD experiment.
I would add projective geometry, ECAL projective geometry.
Sorry?
I would add projective, ECAL projective geometry. Yeah.
I don't know, where is that?
When you talk about ECAL geometry.
Oh, the ECAL projection geometry.
Projective geometry.
Yeah, okay. All right. No more further comments? Next, the PAC appreciates the report presented by M. Kapishin on the progress towards realization of the BMATEN project and acknowledges the results of the experiment in recent runs with deuteron and carbon beams. The PAC expects further development of the project and new results from the next run of the nucleotron with the heavier ion beams. The PAC is concerned by the lack of manpower to analyze the data recently collected and urges the project management to undertake the necessary steps to attract outside groups to the BMATEN experiment. External. You like it.
Should we urge the project management or the management?
Well, the laboratory, you mean the laboratory management? The project and laboratory, both of them.
Just the
or the management.
The management. More generic.
Well, I think I would leave this, because this is the responsibility of both Kapishin and you. In fact. Okay? So we could put project and laboratory management. Okay, next. The PAC is very pleased to hear the proposal to extend the BM Aten physics program to probing short-range correlation presented by E. Piasecki and involving groups from Tel Aviv University, MIT, GSI, and CEA, together with the BM Aten collaboration. This is the first outside proposal to use the BM Aten facility. It is a pioneering measurement that can only be performed at the nucleotron and aims at studying short-range correlation in the carbon nucleus using inverse kinematics of a carbon beam incident on a hydrogen target. The PAC congratulates the authors for the very good description of the project and recommends its approval for the period of the BM Aten experiment operation until 2021.
Actually, this time it's okay with the outside proposal. We could even have said something like a proposal coming from external collaborators, but it's up to you. I'm not okay. Fighting. What I find a little too much is the congratulates the author for the very good description of the project. I think we can avoid this. We normally don't do that. So we should not pay more emphasis because it's from outside. It's like an overkill, maybe. But, okay, it's a question of taste.
So you want to erase that part? Okay, so we can just say the PAC recommends its approval.
Concerning outside proposal, perhaps it is not the only outside proposal. But
for BM Aten, yes.
For BM Aten, you mean, you are sure?
Is there any other one?
The ideas were around not only this one, but project was the only one, yes? So maybe project proposal.
Project proposal?
Project proposal.
Okay, I have no problem with that.
Then you should write the first project proposal to use the BM Aten facility coming from external collaborators.
And there is outside. What outside?
You keep outside?
Yes,
keep. Yeah. Okay.
Outside project proposal.
Okay. No more? The PAC appreciates the work accomplished by the Machine Advisory Committee and Detector Advisory Committees for the MPD and BM Aten experiment, not of, but for, in assisting the realization of the Nucleotron NICA project. Okay. Section number 3. Reports on the projects approved for completion in 2017 and proposed for continuation. First paragraph. The PAC takes note of the reports on the NA61 experiment presented by M. Gazitsky and V. Kireyev. NA61 is expected to complete the data taking phase in 2018. And this considering the possibility to extend its program for the period 2021-2024. The PAC appreciates the role of the GINR group in data taking and detector maintenance, but considers that the impact on physics analysis is not commensurate to the group size and would like to see a larger involvement of the group in leading physics analysis. The PAC recommends continuation of the GINR participation in the NA61 experiment with the current group size until the end of the NA61 data taking phase in 2018. The GINR team could then submit a request for involvement in data analysis with well-defined physics interest and a much reduced team size. The team could also add R&D activities if and when the NS61 program extension is approved by CERN. So, this is for discussion.
Yeah, I have a concern there.
Sorry?
I have a concern about the last part, where you say the GNR team. This is all true, and I subscribe, but we normally don't recommend the people, the customers, to propose, to make proposals, or to, in this way, if we do that, we somehow endorse their future actions. And they could always say
no,
that
we are not encouraging them, and we are
but
not.
But why we should write this? I would
because you could not cut the minimum physics analysis that they are doing now. It is not to be expected that after 2018 there is no further physics analysis. It will continue for a few more years with the data in hand. And I don't think that it is fair that we cut the possibility for them to continue.
No, but we just don't mention.
Then we say, if you wish to continue, send the proposal, but with a smaller group. I think that this is fair.
Maybe it's misleading then.
Well, maybe we can reword it if you think that
something is... It is misleading. It seems that from 18 onwards, they will have the right to do something, and we somehow encourage them to do under some conditions.
No, I felt when I wrote this, I felt that it would be unfair to just cut them for 1 year without giving them any chance to say, I want to do this or that. Okay, be my guest. Make a proposal. Right. This is NA61. And now we are talking to the GNR group. Maybe we should say NA61 experiment is expected to come. No. And the collaboration is considering the possibility to extend. So that it is clear that we are not talking about the GNR group. The NA61 collaboration is considering the possibility to extend its physics program, so that it is clear, crystal clear.
Proposing changes. So the phrase after 2021-24, the PAC appreciates in data taking and detector maintenance. Actually, it's data taking, comma, detector and software maintenance, because one big part of their activities is related. I'm saying that. Data taking, comma, detector, and software maintenance.
The second sentence.
Appreciation group in data taking, comma, yes.
Detector and software maintenance.
Detector.
Yes. And then at the end of this sentence, would like to see a larger involvement the group in leading physics analysis. I think larger visibility is better, because they say that they're preparing articles, but they are not presenting at conferences. So in this sense, larger visibility is... In too many places, group in the third sentence now. The PAC appreciates the role of the GINR group in data taking, detector and software maintenance, but considers that the impact of the physical is not connected with the group size and would like to see a larger visibility of the group.
I would like to see a larger involvement in leading physical.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Or you want to involve the management, the laboratory management in this?
I mean, I don't know.
What do you prefer?
No,
I would like to ask you, what do you prefer?
I think if you could encourage both the lab management and the project management, then it gives more power to... Yes, more handles to do it. Round two. Significantly reduced. In bracket. Tilde two.
Yeah.
No, but
this is once more subtle. Because if you say a factor two, they could ask, factor two on what? On headcounts? On FTEs? On number? Or on what? I think we should give them, the management, the freedom to take a decision on that.
Balance.
To balance, because a factor two on what, they could argue.
So
I would remove the factor two because it's there is an ambiguity, and I think we better leave this ambiguity in headcounts or FTEs. If we enter this discussion, the management should then say, we want a reduction in headcounts or FTEs. That's their choice. We just say that this is too much. Sorry, this is significant.
And actually, following their presentation, they have 49 and not 47 lease. Right, so first of all, they have 49 names in the list at page 21 of the report we had yesterday. So this is the names. The full-time equivalents, I can make quickly the calculation, but it's much less than 49.
28.
So we have 49 names and 28 full-time equivalents. So to be precise in this. And then we already requested significant reduction of the travel budget, and it was done, I think, following the instructions. So they actually presented a reduction by 50%. This is on page, let me see which page. So we want to reiterate this or...
30%
can be 50% if you read it in the opposite direction. Yeah, so it is on page 17. Travel budget is reduced by factor 1.5 from 560,000 to 376,000, which gives 1.5. So you want to reduce it even further or not? Page 17 of the...
The travel, if you take the two previous proposal and the common proposal went down from 566 to 376.
Yes, from 560 to 376.
Yes, that's not 50%.
Factor one and half.
Sorry?
The factor is one and half that they quote on one on page 70.
That depends how you do it. If you you have reduced by 30% the 560.
Okay.
That's what you have done.
It's
30%. Yeah.
Thinking about this. So if we emphasize the 49, we implicitly recommend them to reduce the headcounts. Which is, they can play a trick, reducing them, but, you know, keeping the FTEs somehow. So, and this comes back to the discussion we had before about applying a cut, but this is a more general discussion about applying a cut on the FTEs, the minimum FTEs that we accept. Now, probably waiting for a decision from the management, we should not give the impression that we are interested in the FTEs or headcounts and so on and so forth. So in this sense, I would not, I think it's better not to have 49 explicitly, but just talking about the size, the group size. This would leave you the freedom to take a decision saying that we don't want any more 10% except for engineers and management, but for normal scientists, we want, I don't know, you will decide 25%, 20%, and then we will be happy. So this is a big revolution, but this should not come from us. We should just point to the problem, and then you should take a decision. So in this respect, I would remove the 49, for whatever it is.
I would leave it, because that's the number they are quoting. And that's the thing that strikes. That's why we are alarmed, because we see a group of 47 people. That's why we are alarmed.
Why are you not struck by 48 FTEs? That's the same.
We could put both numbers, then you would be on the same side.
Okay, okay.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay, okay.
So it's 49 members and 28 FTEs, so we remove this and we keep, like Antonio is proposing.
It is 28. Did somebody did the count?
I can do it.
But they have a table with the FTEs. We can sum it up.
They have a table with the FTEs and we can sum it up. Just a second.
It was in presentation.
It's at page... 21, sorry. Manpower and main activities, and they have for each name what is the main activity.
I remember this number in presentation 28.2.
No, they
with
have the
size, a large size of headcounts and FTEs without giving us the number, just referring to the...
Yeah. On page 13, they have the sum of FTEs, LNP 15.5, LHAP 12.1, LTP 06. The total sum of FTEs 28.2. Page 13. Sorry, I'm talking about the presentation. Slide 13. I'm looking in the presentation that we had yesterday. And there on page 13, you have the list of people. The total number of JNR participants are equal to 49. One consists of 25 scientists, 11 PhD students, one diploma student, 12 technicians and engineers. The total sum of FTE is 28.2. Page 13. And then page 21 is the detailed list of people.
The total on in the proposal is crossing 28.
Once more, why we want to enter in this arithmetic? Why don't we just say the pack justify
the group size
with such a large number of headcounts or participants and FTEs without entering ourselves in the sum? Or if you want to stress the number, then we give the right numbers. There are two choices.
I don't have any problem with quoting the numbers. Okay, then let's quote the right numbers also of FTEs.
47 members or 28 FTEs?
Yes.
49 members, let's repeat it again. 49, not 47.
It is
49. In the presentation that we had yesterday, we have 49 members, 28.2 FTEs.
Well, I don't know.
But then, entering in this discussion, you have a table on page 21 of the presentation where you have, for each name, you have the activity. So, and this they consider justified. Now we say it is not justified. What do we want more than that? Because Atazov MWI, Arbuzov data analysis. It's too small, so let me make it bigger. And so on. So you have for each name, you have the activity in which the person participates and the FTE assigned. What would we ask more than that?
We are not asking more than that. We are asking to cut.
You always justify somebody if you put in a list. You put somebody in a list and then you say he's doing enough.
We are not asking to justify anymore. We are asking to cut.
No compelling reason was presented to justify the group size.
Sure, there is no. You cannot say that you need 47 people to maintain 3 detectors.
He doesn't say that they didn't justify. He says that the justification is not correct. It's not.
Peter, I mean, do you know what a group of 47 people will discuss the other day? The spokesperson should be from London.
This you already discussed, okay.
By any standard, I don't know of any standard where there is such a thing. Tell me what experiment has a group of this size? Which laboratory or which university or which, I don't know what. I mean, even if I take the Rick experiment, where the Brookhaven groups, which are the home place for the experiment, they have a huge group to maintain the star and the Phoenix experiment. They have 47. Come on. They will not have 20. And this includes technicians and engineers and physicists to maintain the whole detector. Standard, this is huge. I mean, the fact takes note of the report on China's participation in the COPAS project, presented at recognizing that these issues are addressed in the advance and presented the common proposal.
There is more. I also got this prize. This prize was awarded to 1,370 people.
Yeah, so but it's reason, like it was.
Yes, but there is more, because if you read this way, it seems that the achievement of Juno is not yet built.
Yeah,
This was the achievement of Daya Bay. So we should be careful. That's it. And then, well, I don't know if you finish, but I have more. Yeah, but then, I have a problem there. Because we want to stress the flagship contribution. I think the sentence on the PMTs is good. This is a good sign that we are encouraging to take a responsibility. Therefore, I would say in the beginning, production of the PMTs high voltage, punct. Then, you know, top tracker detector, calculation for the realization of the Helmholtz coil needed to properly shield the inner. This is too much. This is just a calculation. Let's take it out. So I would say the group took relevant responsibility in the June experiment on the production of the PMTs high voltage units. Point. And then, you mentioned, the GNR also contributed to other issues, colon, Helmholtz coil, engineering, development, etc. Okay? Without giving too much emphasis on this calculation for the magnetic field. I mean, we don't need to be so explicit for such a minor contribution. This is just a calculation, come on. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, too much.
Yes, I agree. But maybe it's useful to say that this is a good example of our correct and participation in international big experiment. We try to participate in the very important experiment with very big contribution. And that in this case, we have facility in Jinner, which related to this contribution. It will stay in Jinner. Yet we have very young and promising team. These four positions are very important for our contribution in international experiments. This is a very good example, and we're very proud of this.
I fully agree. For me, the message is not that they did this and that. We should single out the fact that for once, we see a GNR group with a strong construction responsibility rather than helping here and there. This is the most important message. So if we stress this point, we remove all the rest. The rest is normal that you contribute to simulation. Or what is important is a hardware contribution, which is expensive. It's 2 million. Okay? And that's... No. This is not a major contribution. For me, the major contribution is this, and then we can say that we acknowledge, we are happy to see that the group took an important detector construction contribution, in addition to other. And then all the management responsibilities come as a side effect. Because, of course, then you have GNR people in top responsibilities because they are building such an important country. I would take out all the rest. It's not really... Or maybe we can say the PAC... is happy to note that the group took hardware responsibility on the production of the PMT's high voltage units. Punct. And then the GNR team also contributed to the development of the Juno concept, detector engineering, detector, etc., etc. Fine, this is fine. But I would really say that we are happy to see that they took a sizable hardware Sure, please. As far as I know, the PAC is happy or welcomes, recognize that the group has taken a relevant responsibility in the Juno experiment on the production.
The group took sizable,
yeah.
In the Juno
Yes.
The work on the Juno preempt system must have first priority at the flagship hardware contribution from Giant Bar. PAC recommends continuation of Giant Bar's participation.
Okay, then I have a problem.
Limit all the discussion to Juno. We say three sentences about Juno and zero sentence about Diabay.
Yeah, there are two phases, as you might remember. Diabay is now on the, you know, it's somehow declining, okay? Because there is only analysis work. While Juno is the future, okay? So we acknowledge the past of Diabay, and there certainly will be more work, but this is doesn't need to be emphasized. In my opinion, there is still a problem. And the problem is that we mentioned before 49 people, but here we have 32. Which is not a small number. Of course, the visibility of the group is much larger than in Compass. And, I repeat again, I am not happy with the 500K for travel, which looks fishy because it's 500.00. I cannot digest this, that by accident this came out. Okay, I'm a physicist. I don't believe in accidental facts. So, for me, I think we should mention, maybe in a milder way, that we see that there is a very large collaboration. When we look forward to see that all people will be heavily involved. And this 500, which I cannot digest, I'm sorry.
Maybe I comment a bit. In some sense, this is my responsibility. I should check them and be sure that they use the money for correct work, I would say. It's my goal, it's my duty, I'll do it.
It's not your decision, this is a decision of the management.
No, not exactly.
Okay.
Partly it's my decision. Our laboratory has some budget. Of course, it is some projects and some topics, but I can move money between the topics. And this is your message. I heard it and I will think about it. Thank you.
The next paragraph. The PAC takes note of the report on Giant's participation in the study of neutrino oscillations in the NOVA experiment presented by O. Somoryov. The contributions from the Giant group since the start of the experiment in 2014 have been important and visible. The relatively young group was able to substantially contribute to the data taking via virtual control room. The hardware contributions were complemented by studies on the readout electronics, also performed at a full test bench infrastructure in-house. The Giant researchers have addressed several physics items, including electron neutrino analysis, the study of a possible supernova signal, the detection of cosmic ray events, etc. All these subjects will be continued in the next years, and extended whenever possible, taking into account the high potential of the NOVA experiment and the broad scope of the general involvement. The PAC recommend continuation of this activity until the end of 2020. I have no objection, but looks to me too detailed also, going into many details, so...
It is a little too detailed, but on the other hand, I would like to give the message that this project, this group, is a sort of prototype of how things should go.
Okay.
Because the size is small, the request is modest, the visibility is large, they are very... So, to me, this is a good example. If we want to stress this, I would have no objections.
Maybe it has sense. These two groups, Juna, Diabe, and this one, are located in one department of my laboratory. So they have very big intersection. So this is some sense common field of research, and help each other in some sense.
Maybe you want to remove details on the analysis, data analysis, without mentioning explicitly supernova or all that. That's probably enough. Several physics items, and then you remove including. Okay? And you say the GNR researchers have addressed several physics items. All these will be continued in the next years and extended whenever possible. That will be continued.
And now I have a question. What is small and what is big? We say 33 is big, 25, this is the actual number of people in this experiment on the first page, is relatively small.
It's 32. I have a list of 32 in the detailed breakdown.
So
in the NOVA.
In the NOVA. Maybe. Can be.
If you look at the breakdown, I think that there are 32 names. There are 32 names. Not FTEs, the total number. It's 32. Oh, I'm confusing with Juno. Sorry. I have to check.
Here I find 25 on the first page,
okay,
which is probably okay. Maybe it's less safety.
No, 32 was Juno, I'm sorry. Which is large, somehow.
Okay, good.
We are talking about large collaborations anyway. All can be reduced, this is clear. Sorry, but and the fundamental importance, I think it's too much. Fundamental. Yeah, but we should balance with what we said. For me, discovery of oscillation is fundamental. But they didn't do yet. They didn't do. We should not give a prize for something that they didn't do yet.
It should be fundamental when they
start. When they do it, okay?
Yeah, I don't know where this text comes from, who wrote it, or where, who...
It's me.
Eh?
It's
you?
I think this is authors of the project proposed this.
I think it came from the laboratories as a proposal to the recommendation of the PAC. And,
not me. Not me.
Okay, ask Irina Tetkova. So the reason is that they must provide some number, okay, they must buy some number of photo multipliers, and maybe I'm wrong with the final number, but the total sum they expected to get from the budget was something like, okay,
but
they, finally
it,
they
what,
got
was
50
it in
some.
The presentation yesterday? Did they
it's
write
in,
the
it's
flag?
It's a proposal, it's in the proposal. In the proposal, at the end of the proposal, they noted they got something like $15,000 per kilo dollars, but they expected 10 times more so.
We
so
didn't.
But then
we didn't
say
anything
that
about
yesterday.
I think we cannot endorse that a group requests more money, and we are concerned because they request. There was no discussion among us, I think.
Yes, yes. I think we should kill this sentence. It's not correct. For me, more important other thing, really, Taiga is rather interesting in general, but our participation of our team bothers me, because I think this team is not enough. You see, this person who gave a talk is rather old. He older about 80. It's not nice. I forced asked him to talk for some young people, but he didn't find the relevant young people in his team who managed to give such a talk. For me, it's a very, very, very bad signal. So I ask you to support, but to say that you would like to see renovation of something like that of the team, and attract to this point some young people who will manage to take this work and jobs, because if we take off this leader, we'll have nothing. It's for me, it's pity. In some sense, it's my obligations I will do, but if you help me in this, it will be nice.
Yeah, but then we can change a message saying that a number of it... No.
...presented yesterday, and that was discussed.
There was
so
not a concern from our side.
I would take
side.
It out of the minutes. I would not put such a sentence in the minutes where it was not reflected yesterday, discussion.
Yeah. However, I think we can say a statement following what you are saying, that the PAC notes the importance of the GNR obligation in the Taiga collaboration and encourages the group to increase participation, in particular to increase participation of young researchers in the project. Put. Then remove the sentence afterwards. I will simply take this sentence out.
May I ask a question? What do you mean good quality of the posters? Really quality or meaning, or scientific meaning? What do you mean a good quality of the posters? Do you mean quality of printing or quality of scientific content?
Yeah.
Could be some misleading.
I mean, this is a standard formulation that we have used for the past pack, so it's not something we have.
Overall, overall means both. Overall means both quality and
content.
Content.
Quality is very good.
Itzhak, can I make my proposal in this moment? Can I make a proposal about the posters?
Just one second.
Please.
Well, let me finish this and then we discuss that. The next meeting of the PAC, okay, so the date that is proposed is 29-30 of January. Not good, but then we have no choice, I guess. No choice. Now, on the items to propose to be included in the agenda, I think we should add, in addition to what is written there, that we would like to hear a status report on the SPD. It is quite some time that we haven't heard what's going on with the SPD, and we should know whether something is happening, nothing is happening, what is the status of SPD? Yes, SPD.
Spin physics.
It was already discussed.
Eh?
It was discussed at SPD at this meeting.
At this meeting?
Yes.
Maybe you saw it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see it. Huh?
It is not written here.
No, I'm proposing to add it. I'm proposing to add it. I'm proposing to request this as an addition to the agenda of next week. Eh? I know, I will. Any other thing concerning these minutes? Okay. Antonio has a good proposal for the poster session.
Okay, this came, I don't remember with whom I was discussing yesterday, but there was a discussion at a party. I think we could, for once, be ahead of other laboratories, of other institutions, proposing something really new. So my idea would be that we equip the room with about 10 video, and students will be encouraged to provide a multimedia 2 minutes presentation. Can be running slides, can be a short movie, can be an interview, can be whatever they want, 2 minutes or maximum 3 minutes, where they present the project. And this is, of course, a lesson to them, because they, in such a short time, they should be able to convey the message.
This is connected with their posters?
Instead of posters. Posters are going to fade out. Nobody is really taking posters. But I think for the future we should think differently.
Yes, I agree. It's a very good idea. But I like, nevertheless, posters. Because posters, I could ask people to put near their doors in the office, and everybody who enter the laboratory could see that they are working on. It's very important.
The screen can be used to flash a poster, and I would really encourage to have a 2 minutes multimedia presentation, which can be a movie, can be a sliding, some slides which run, can be an interview with a student. Yes, you know, we had this in some cases where if you have a student talking for 2 minutes and being able to explain what he is doing in 2 minutes, he is really good. They decide what they do.
But
maybe 2 minutes is too short, you can decide 3 minutes, but I wouldn't go beyond that.
No, 3 minutes is it's okay.
What?
It should be short.
Yeah.
But
3 minutes flat.
But it needs a lot of multimedia displays in this
room.
Ten.
I don't know how many posters we evaluate.
It's a question to organize.
Sometimes we have 20.
We can. It's up to you. It's the money that you have to buy the equipment.
So if we decide this way, then we have
a video, and they will be judged in the usual way. No, we will go there, they push a button. No, they will run continuously.
No, if you have too much screens, we'll always run the same. But we can run on the screen all presentation of every. Yeah.
This is technical. I don't care. What but I care is that there must be the evaluation of these short media movies or whatever. This is new and challenging. Of communication.
Yes, it's a very good idea. We already in our lab started to take very short interview of the speaker at our seminars. Very short, half of minutes to people to make abstract and loudly.
I'm saying this because with the Dune project in the Fermilab, we are doing this kind of media information. We made this wonderful movies, very, very short. A lot of information in short time, and this is very catchy. So,
instead of video, put multimedia presentation, and then it can be anything. Put multimedia presentation. It can be video, multimedia, whatever.
I would say not instead, but in addition. Because these posters can be used, for example, to conferences, or and young people should know how to prepare them.
I'm afraid I will not be able to come. I have pension fund governing board at that time. Yeah, in fact, 6 and 7 is fine. 6 and 7 is fine, but we don't have then anything on Wednesday because I say that for me also 6 and 7 is fine, but it means that that's the end. We fly on Wednesday back.
You mean for he agrees in postponing by 1 week?
Yes.
The Jinner has very dense program of different events, and it's better to organize PAX just in January.
Okay.
Otherwise, we will interfere with other events.
This morning, Antonio proposed something interesting, this financial dashboard or milestones. Do we have to take into account this proposal, or it's just for the management to consider about the evolution of the financial situation for the projects and these things? This was this morning, the meeting with the directorate. Do we have to put it somehow in the document or not? Just question. Okay.
Thank you.
concerning the management and the information on the milestones of the NICA project. Indeed, we have our plans with proper indication of the three levels of the milestones. I guess only the first probably level would be interested, not in too many details. And as well as parallel, we could ask to central management to provide us, or together with them to produce the financial aspects of the milestones. It would be indeed very, very healthy for the successful development of the project. I agree with that.
Thank you.